بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم لم تؤذونني وقد تعلمون أني رسول الله إليكم. فلما زاغوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. In the beginning of this surah, Allah explained the great purity of Allah, how great and pure Allah tabaraka ta'ala is, and how the power of Allah is so great, and He uses His power according to His great wisdom. Then Allah tabaraka ta'ala reminded the believers that they should not make big claims. Like, for example, if we were in this position, we should have done this. If we were given the opportunity to deliver a talk somewhere, we should have said this. All this kind of big claims. Like the Sahaba were discussing among themselves that what does Allah love the most? Then Allah revealed here in this ayat that Allah loves firstly namaz with jamaat, and that also standing close to one another, that there are no gaps between them. Allah loves those people who get up for tahajjud, and those people who strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, who go for jihad. These are the things that Allah Ta'ala loves. And Allah reminded in that when the command came to make jihad, then the people became, there were some people who felt that لِمَا كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالِ. Why did you make jihad faraz upon us? And now they were backing out, those who were the munafiqeen, those who were the weaker Muslims, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says that should not be the case. Also, you must practice what you preach. Don't preach one thing and you practice something else. That also you must bring within your life what you are preaching. It doesn't mean you mustn't preach. You must preach in all cases, but you must practice what you preach. Don't just preach something else and then you don't do practice. So yeah, then further, that when there was weakness in accepting this command of striving and making effort for deen, then Allah Ta'ala reminds of the instance of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for two main reasons. One is to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that it isn't only these people who are the people of Makkah, etc., who are not responding to your call, but this was happening in the past also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, also such a great Nabi of Allah, but these people also caused him great injury and harm and did not fulfill the commands of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. On the other hand, it is encouragement for the ummah that don't be like the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. لا تكونوا كالذي قالوا. Don't be like those people who of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who said اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قائلون. If you and your Allah go and fight these people where Allah had commanded to go, the people of Imalaqa, and then when they said you and your Allah go and fight them, and when everything is over, then we will come. We are sitting here. So Allah says to this ummah, don't be like that. Strive for the deen, for the upliftment of deen at all places and all times. Don't say that somebody else must do it. Why don't somebody else do this? No, everyone is responsible and he should take upon himself his responsibility. So Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. Or جَبْ كَهَا مُوسَى لِأَبْنِ قَوْمْكُ. Remember that time when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي. Oh my people, why are you troubling me? Why are you causing me this harm and injury? You are hurting my feelings all the time. How much effort Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made to get his people delivered from Fir'aun, the oppression of Fir'aun. He took them out safely from there, from Egypt, and now he gave them a safe place to be. And then what did they go and do? They took the calf, the offspring of a cow, a calf, made a form of it, Samiri, and then they started worshipping it. And he said, this is our Allah and the Allah of Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I made so much effort of tawheed, believing only in Allah. And what have you people done? How can you go and worship this cow? It is just like all along and even till today, when a person, a ustaz, makes effort on his student, or if our parents make effort on their children and they do still so wrong things, and you tell them that we're trying so hard to correct you, you still are doing these wrong things. So, and also, when they were told to go and fight the people of Imadaka, then they said that you and your Allah go and fight. We are sitting here. So he said to them, why are you people causing me this trouble? وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ اور تم کو معلوم ہے کہ میں اللہ کا بھیجا آیا ہوں تمہارے پاس. And you people know full well that I have been sent by Allah to you people. My credentials, the miracles Allah had given him, he had shown them clearly to the people. They understood. And that is even worse when you know this is the Rasul of Allah and you still oppose him. Just like that, the man of Allah, we should be very careful that we don't cause any hurt, any harm to the man of Allah Ta'ala, and that we be obedient to them. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam complained to his people that why are you people treating me like this? I'm going out of my way to give you salvation, to bring you into, I took you out of the clutches of Fir'aun where you're suffering so much of oppression, and I'm giving you, showing you the way of Jannah, and this is what you people are doing in return. This ummah is reminded by this that we should not do this with our Nabi. As commonly it is said, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was alive, the Jews, the munafiqeen, used to cause him hurt and injury. And now the ummah, how would the actions which are presented to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Or when we go to Rawza-e Mubarakah and we go and read salatu wasalam, but our appearance outwardly also is not like that of a Muslim, then this causes great hurt to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So we are reminded we also should not do anything, that when our report goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam regularly, then there mustn't be anything in there which is causing hurt to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَلَمَّا أَزَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ پھر جب وہ پھر گئے تو پھیر دیا اللہ نے ان کے دل. This is also another very serious aspect, that when these people turned away, then and they did not make tawbah, they did not come right, Allah put a seal on their heart. And this is what happens till today. When we start committing sins and gunas, then slowly it happens, that gravity of that guna goes out of us. We don't think of it as a guna. Like for example, looking at strange woman, watching TV, etc. How many of us don't even think of it as a guna, so we don't even make tawbah from it. Then slowly a person starts proving it to be correct, and proving that I'm helpless, I can't help it, then he proves that it is correct also. And then the doors of tawbah are closed for that person. Allah puts a seal on his heart, and now he doesn't accept it as wrong, as we can see what is happening today in our midst. The people don't want to accept wrong as wrong at all. They say, how can you judge other people? How can you make decisions for other people when it is openly against Sharia what is happening? And yet we want to prove it right. This is when Allah puts a seal on the heart of a person, and then that person just goes more into sin, and the doors of tawbah are closed. May Allah protect us from that condition. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ اور اللہ راہ نہیں دیتا نافرمان لوگوں کو. And Allah does not show the correct path to those people who are engaged continuously in the disobedience of Allah. And the details of that comes in a hadith, that when a person commits a sin, a black spot is formed on his heart. If he doesn't make tawbah, he commits another sin, another black spot, until his whole heart becomes black. And then when the heart is hard and it is black, then no goodness goes in that heart. He can't see the wrong as wrong also anymore, and he wants to prove the wrong as right and prove the right as wrong. And this is a serious condition which unfortunately we are facing with many of our own people. May Allah protect us also, and that we don't come into that condition. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا